Yo, what's going on, people? So, I just have a few things to get off my mind. You know, it's late night where I'm at. It's 4 or 5 a.m. Or I should say 6 a.m. So, just to touch down on what's going on right now in the world. Now, we all have been locked down, you know, in this, actually, not even gonna say this, just this country, but in the whole entire world. Been locked down off this plandemic. And yes, I say plandemic because this is all a set plan. And the reason why it is a set plan is because that the higher powers, you know, as a lot of people like to say, is setting things in order for them to take over and transition this world to a whole new way of living. So people are always thinking like, okay, I can't wait to get back to living normal. That's never gonna happen, not again. The normal way of living that we are used to, or that we were used to, is not going to happen. There's a transition that's going on right now. So I like to let people know that be prepared for the new world order that's going on, that actually is coming. So what I mean by that is that when they go ahead and finally release the you know, quote unquote new vaccine that they just discovered, in which, you know, they already had, but they had to make it seem like as if it's new. So when they go ahead and start distributing this new vaccine, it's going to be rules and regulations to it. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I'm not going to ever take this vaccine, because for the simple fact, it is not going to be good. It's just like the flu shot. You know, it's when you get a flu shot, your pores and everything are being open to becoming vulnerable to becoming more sick than you were. I haven't had the flu shot myself since I was about 9. Literally, for real. Because I never did want to take that shot ever at all. You know, and my mom was totally, you know, cool with that. So, that's how this vaccine or this COVID is going to be. It's going to be a flu shot status. Now, they're actually making it seem like it's going to be a must thing to do. Like, you have to do it. Now, to the fact that they make it seem like you have to do it is a big problem to me. Because for the simple fact that you're trying to expose me to something that's not even major like that. The COVID-19 ain't nothing but a common flu. That's all it is. And a lot of people are worried about it, scared of it. And, you know, and it's just like a big thing. If people in normal places, if you go out shopping and somebody sneeze or even rub their ear wrong, you know what I'm saying? They feel like, oh, this person is infected. They gotta go get tested. That's senseless to me. You know what I mean? So that's crazy. And everybody is like so fearful right now and scared of what's going on that it seems like you can't even have a common symptom or sinus problem without people thinking that you have COVID-19. COVID-19 is nothing to worry about. And yes, I said it. COVID-19 is nothing to worry about. That junk ain't nothing but a common cold. We had flus for years, but they ain't make flus seem like it was a bad thing. People done died off of flus, and only people that have died off of flus is, you know, older folks. For one, you know what I'm saying? Because, of course, your immune system or your immune system is not that strong, or younger people, which is, you know, infants, babies, of course their immune system is not strong enough. So the same thing with COVID, that's had the same effect on people. So yeah, if you have a young baby, I definitely say yeah, stay away from, you know, around people that's sick. You know, not saying that it's cool to be around them, but yeah, stay with people that's sick. So therefore, if you don't bring it back to your home, to your newborn infant and your children and older folks, if you living with your grandparents or stuff and such on, but to the fact that America or the government is making people feel like this COVID-19 is, a major deal. Like, it's really nothing. And a lot of people are blinded because they're not knowing the real true facts of the situation. I've had it myself. In my family, we had it before it was actually given a name. I've had it last year in 2019. Like around Thanksgiving, you know, Halloween time, we had it, and it was something that they couldn't discover what it was. I mean, from my youngest daughter to me, my youngest is she was nothing but like a year and maybe a couple months at that time, and they couldn't find out what was going on with her. You know, she had, you know, high fevers. And just was feeling bad, but they was like, oh, well, she ain't got no flu. We can't find anything in the x-ray. Okay, so y'all can't find anything. So what's going on with her? Why she feeling like this? They didn't know. That's because she had a COVID-19, quote unquote, which is now. And she made it through. No problem. I had it. You know, my fiance had it. We had the same symptoms. All that stuff, and we made it through. But now the government seen that there was a new thing, and they're like, oh, we can use this for, so to say, population control. So we're gonna lock every city and every state down, and that's what they did. And they locked the system down, along with the economy, which is always a bad thing, because when you lock down the economy, you're shutting down funds that is needed to keep the nation going. And they did that. Jobs dropped, unemployment raised, you know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff have happened. But we, the people, just was so blinded of that we can't just point that it was like, oh well, the government, they gonna help us out regardless, you know, they gotta pay us and help us live. So yeah, they did. They sent out stimulus checks, you know, stimulus checks. $1,200 to every American. Period. $1,200. Man, that won't get me through a week and a half. So how you gonna send me $1,200 for a whole month? For 2 months, 3 months, 4 months? For real? That's just crazy to me. But you know, people don't see things the way they should see them. It's just crazy. So, in regards to this whole pandemic that people are feared about, worry not. Because all this stuff is written. And it's going to happen. We can't stop everything that's going to transition. So, stop worrying, thinking that you could change anything by voting. You know what I'm saying? Hoping that another person is going to be in presidential status. None, that's not going to change anything. You know, It's not. Only thing that you can really aim for and hope for a change is in your faith. If you believe in Jesus Christ and God is the Father, you will always be good. And you will not worry about what's going on and about what's going on with the world. Because you will take yourself out that box. And you're not worried about what you say, how you say it, and who you say it to. So, in closing statement, I would like to say, I am not worried about who hears me, what I say, and if it offends you, tough luck. How I say it and where I said it. And on that note, I'd like to close and say thank you for listening. Be tuned for my next episode. I'm out. It's Roe Exodus 100.